A new nuclear reactor is coming online soon in the state of Georgia, and it might surprise you to hear that. Because until recently, the conversation about energy in the U.S. has rarely included nuclear power. But near the town of Waynesboro, the Vogtle nuclear plant this week started up for the first time. The plant is expected to begin generating electricity in a couple of months. Kat Clifford is CNBC's climate technology and innovation reporter and has been watching this plant's pretty slow progress up to this point. Hi, Kat.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Can you tell us exactly what happened at the plant on Monday?
Technically, what happened is called initial criticality, which is a bit of a wonky term, but it means basically that the nuclear fission process started in the reactor. So atoms were splitting, generating heat. And what that means is that in this kind of a nuclear reactor, the heat will cause water to boil, and steam from that boiling water causes a generator to turn, and that will eventually create electricity. But the electricity will be generated in May or June. So this is just the first step of getting started up for this nuclear reactor.
There has been some passionate debate about this plant for quite some time. What are opponents concerned about with the Vogtle nuclear plant?
Yeah, well, most of the nuclear power reactors in the United States were constructed between in the 1970s, 80s, and up until 1990. And construction of nuclear power reactors really slowed down after the Three Mile Island accident in Pennsylvania in 1979. And there was a huge sort of push against nuclear energy from the public. And then the construction slowed and natural gas became really cheap. So that's another reason that, construction of new nuclear reactors was limited. And the Vogtle nuclear reactors, there's two that are under construction. Unit 3 is one of two, are an epitome of sort of the cost overruns and delays that have been plaguing the industry. So actually, the Nuclear Regulatory Commission, which is the main watchdog for the industry in the United States, actually approved the construction for these units in 2012. Mm-hmm. And so they've been under construction for more than a decade. And they've, vastly overshot the cost expectations for how much they're going, how much it was going to cost to build. So the nuclear industry is really has to overcome this problem of being really expensive and slow to build. So that has continued to be an issue for the Vogtle nuclear reactors.
So it's been 7 years, as we mentioned, since a new nuclear reactor started generating power in the U.S. Assuming this all ends up creating power and electricity for customers, could we see more nuclear plants coming online?
Well, yeah, so it's been 7 years, and there's actually, so that's unit inside the whole Vogtle, power plant. There's another unit, Unit 4, and that is supposed to be coming online towards the end of 2023. So there is actually, one more reactor. That's the only other reactor under construction in the United States right now. But when they do come on, both of them will power about 500,000 homes and businesses.
That's
a
lot.
It's a large amount of energy. Absolutely.
CNBC's Kat Clifford on the new nuclear plant in Georgia. Kat, thanks so much.
Thank you.